The following pendant production contains mature subject matter. Listener discretion is advised.
Number 285 and three desks open. Unbelievable.
Do you mind? There are six other chairs in this row. Do you have any idea how many germs you have?
Even the highly evolved mess can't escape the Sector 88G Department of Vehicle Registration. You know, I keep forgetting. The Spider's Den and Kingery are even in the same sector, and yet, here you are. Ain't life a bitch.
Oh, I don't like fans. Go over there and bother someone else.
Bullshit. You love fans. I saw your hollows like everyone else. I even got one of your little sales pitch messages when I got back from Pine Ridge, along with this little stack of notifications that I apparently owe parking tickets out my ass.
I don't need to hear any of this.
I think you do, though, because see, the reason I'm sitting here right next to your shenanigans, nightmare-inducing face is because I know you. And you knew a really good friend of mine. And she's dead now. Because of you. And if I thought for 2 seconds that killing you would do any good, you'd already be dead, sweetie.
If you're referring to my former business partner, Socks made her bed, as the saying goes, and she had to lay in it. She was cold. Natural selection.
See, that's why I can't fucking kill you right now. And that's why I'm gonna sit here instead and just act like we're two pals catching up.
Because you naturally understand with your limited biological intelligence, I'm not guilty of anything. And therefore this conversation is completely and utterly pointless.
No, because I understand you don't think you did anything wrong. So it won't hurt enough if I kill you, or torture you, or any of the other things I might be considering. Because the fact, you're broken. You act so high and mighty, so evolved, because you're replacing parts of your technology. But at the end of the day, you're still a spoiled little brat on the inside, so nah. I'll just sit here right next to you and do this.
What is that? No, is that... Oh, is that real animal meat? Oh, are you going to masticate in public in front of me?
Oh, yeah, baby. Masticating in public is exactly the kind of shit an unevolved peon like me would do. Oh, it's so juicy, and it tastes so good.
But it's filthy and primal. Why would you masticate when you can have a constant source of energy that doesn't require a complex and ultimately flawed chemical system to break that down?
Because it feels fucking amazing. For all your evolved bullshit, I am gonna make sure you know how much I enjoy everything you hate. Forever.
Excuse me, I need another number. 279, are you out of your mind? I need to get away from this lunatic. Please help me. Oh God, is that garlic? That's awful.
Yep, I'm gonna make you pay. And I am gonna enjoy every second of making you squirm.
The Kingery, Season 13, Mini Episode 2, Emotional Evolution. Featuring the voice talents of Russell Gold as Zeph and Adam Blanford as Mask. Written by Catherine Prime. Story by Tilly Bridges with Susan Bridges, Renee Christine Jones, Caitlin Kleiman, Pete Mylan, and Catherine Pride. Kingery theme by Tom Stitzer. Directed by Caitlin Kleiman. Produced by Pendant Productions. This production is copyright 2024, Pendant Productions. The Kingery, created by Susan Bridges, Tilly Bridges, Macaulay Eaton, John Harden, and Teresa J. McGarry. Copyright 2024, Pendant Productions.
For more information, visit pendantaudio.com. Thanks for listening.